Welcome to Folk Music and Beyond here on KALW San Francisco. I'm Bob Campbell, and we have an action-packed hour ahead, or 2 hours ahead. About an hour from now, Nina Menendez, the artistic director of the Bay Area Flamenco Organization, will be in to introduce the upcoming 7th Annual Bay Area Flamenco Festival. In the meantime, we have live music here in the studios. The members of the Real Vocal String Quartet are here, and I don't know how to give a capsule description of what you do. Do you have any handy descriptive terms? Because you just, if you're so out of the box, you wouldn't know that there was a box.
World Vocal Chamber Folk. I don't know.
Yeah. I like it.
Well,
sure.
An even better introduction might be a tune and a song. Do you have something ready?
Sure do. It's called Machine.
Consumer, part of daily taking, from worldly troubles, living in my pre-war apartment, soon to be a post-war apartment, and we live in the future.
An amazing piece of music. Alyssa, that's yours? What inspired it?
Well, the song is by Regina Spektor. And I heard her song and I really liked it. I think it's a great song. It kind of sounds like a science fiction story to me. And the chord progression on the piano I thought would be suited to the string quartet. And we had a good time arranging it. If you listen to the original, you'll hear they're quite different.
The Real Vocal String Quartet in live today, Irene Sazer. If the stereo is hooked up right, she's on violin on your left. And if the cello is on your right, then Irene is on your left.
And, I've always been known to be pretty left.
Well, I hope so. Alyssa Rose, then Alyssa Rose on violin, and Dina Maccabee on viola.
Hi.
Viola, hi, and... Jessica Avery on cello.
That song featured Dina Maccabee on lead vocal. Just want to mention.
And the Real Vocal String Quartet having your CD release party.
Ow!
Is that right?
Tonight.
Come on to the Freight.
The Freight and Salvage Coffee House, 2020 Addison in Berkeley, starting at 8. And did you barely make it into production to...
We got there. We did a little mini tour last week, and we had them in hand to try them out on the public. So luckily, we weren't quite as down to the wire as some bands sometimes are.
The CD, Four Little Sisters.
Right, that's us.
I saw a note somewhere that you were all youngest sisters or youngest siblings.
Yes. Three or four siblings in each family here.
So it's a meaningful. Very meaningful comment. And the earlier CD is Real Vocal String Quartet, self-titled.
That's right. Eponymous, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eponymous, which you had when you were here last year.
Yeah. Right. Thanks for having us back.
You're most welcome. Anyway, glad you're here. You can get the CD at the Freight and Salvage, by the way, or else go to rvsq.com. And by go through the CD Baby or what have you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, digitally, it's either on iTunes and Amazon and all that, or it soon will be. So, yeah. But CD Baby, you can also get them.
Or Bandcamp.
Bandcamp.
Bandcamp. Anyway, would you like to launch into another tune? And I'll search for words. Thank you. would like to tell me what that piece is called. It's lovely.
That was called Polska, which is a Swedish kind of triple meter tune, and it comes from the band Vessen, who are the Swedish folk supergroup. And Alyssa also arranged that one based on their version of a song called The Falling Polska. And if you noticed how the melody goes, you might think back and realize why it's called The Falling Polska, because the melody falls down the scale, and it has that special 3 meter that's different from a waltz.
And a kind of a classical feel and a taste of klezmer. Yeah.
That is, yes, taste of klezmer. How do you say that in Yiddish?
Abyssal.
I thought it would be an interesting question. I don't know who would want to field it. You all have some chamber music background, and you've kind of broken away into new vistas. Is there kind of a transition that you have to go through?
I think so. I wonder sometimes if maybe newer generations of string players will have more of a language of roots music along with their classical training, because I think it's getting more out there in the world. But we are all conservatory trained classical string players, and we've all played in chamber groups. And played in orchestras and did a lot of that growing up in our lives and in our professional lives.
It's interesting because I think we all have also students approach us who come from classical music and reading music, and they want to know, how do I do it? How do I get off the page? And a lot of them are focused on notes. What notes should I play? But we've found as a group, one of our biggest journeys has been rhythm and groove. And that's something that when you're playing in an orchestra, there's a group groove that's felt from the conductor and from the percussion section. And or if you're in a band, there's a drummer. And for us as string players, a lot of the technique has been that we are taught classically comes from trying to make a smooth connected bow and play melodies beautifully. And not so much emphasis is on keeping your inner pulse and expressing the groove through your bow. So that's been a sometimes frustrating, but mostly rewarding and really kind of deep journey that we're on.
And it's ongoing, yeah.
Very really ongoing. Yeah. I mean, we have the metronome here on the floor with the light on. So
that's right. And the other thing I would say to that, too, as an educator, and that's another thing that we all do, we all teach. So we teach classical violin, viola, and cello, but we all teach fiddling styles and improvisation to students as well. And for me, in my journey from classical music into improvising, there was a leap of fear that I had to get over. And I find that that's true for a lot of people. And once they just jump over that, I'm scared, they can improvise with all the skills that they actually have.
Irene, there were stages along the way. Irene, you were with Turtle Island String Quartet, for instance.
And I was.
Something
quite a while ago.
Something else again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess we're trying to get in a lot of music. You're on your way to a sound check at the Freight and Salvage.
Yes, we are.
In Berkeley before
pre-sound
very long
check.
And all that. And, yes. So what we have coming up?
What's next? Is it Umu? So this is a piece that I wrote. This is Irene, and this is called Homage to Umu because of Umu Sangare, who's from Mali. And I am so inspired by her musically. She's this beautiful composer and singer, but she's also a very strong activist for women's rights in Mali. I really wonder what's going on with all our favorite Malian artists right now because of the civil war in Mali. It's really not happy news. But anyway, this is in homage to her art and message.
Umu, I say,
Beautiful. Real Vocal String Quartet live in the KALW studios on Folk Music and Beyond. I dropped a stitch a moment ago. I think, Irene, you were saying that you all teach and give workshops, and you would be available if people were interested. And how would they reach you?
Well, they would go to our website and either try to reach us personally through our website's email address, which is info@rvsq.com. It's really simple. Real Vocal String Quartet is RVSQ. But we also have a manager named Tom Gallant with MCM Arts. He's in New York, and people can reach us on our website. They can find his information and contact him as well.
So appearing at the Freight and Salvage this evening launches a grand tour. You're going back
it
to
really
the East Coast.
It really does launch the grand tour.
It launches a couple of things. We're going to be going to the East Coast to play at in New York, two venues, including Barbez and the Sidewalk Cafe, October 12th and 13th. October 11th at the World Cafe Live in Wilmington. It's like the sister club of the Philly one, famous Philly club. And then also Club Passim in Boston, a Sunday afternoon show on the 14th. So all you East Coast listeners out there, I hope you come hear us play. But the exciting news for us is we're actually going to go on a tour to the Balkans through this program sponsored by the U.S. State Department and American Voices, which they are sending 12 bands and ensembles over the course of the year to different regions around the world to perform live music and do education workshops in communities where there's not a lot of access to live music. So we were one of the groups selected, and we're leaving for Azerbaijan on November 17th. We're going to have Thanksgiving in the Azeri Embassy.
Hello, Baku.
That's right. So we're very excited to bring our music, and we're going to go to Macedonia, Bosnia, Latvia, and Lithuania.
This sounds fascinating. So all that by the end of the year, pretty much.
Yeah, right? I bet.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting very warm clothes together for Latvia in December.
Yes. Sounds appropriate. And Four Little Sisters, the brand new second CD from the Real Vocal String Quartet, available tonight at the Freight and Salvage Coffee House, for instance.
Yeah.
That seems like the most reliable way to get it right now is go pick up the ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Freight and Salvage used to be smaller, but it's a big venue now. So not only come, but bring friends and family and people on the street. Just drag them in.
And they have their beer and wine license now, right?
They do.
So it's a party.
They have beer and wine. And
not just a coffee house.
Not just coffee. Well, should we go on and what do you have next?
Yeah. Sweet Honey Bee by Duke Pearson, the wonderful jazz pianist. And this is a really, I don't know, we just like this tune, Sweet Honey Bee. Thank you.
Real Vocal String Quartet, live in the KELW studios on Folk Music and Beyond. Let me kind of, I have this bio material in front of me. Let me kind of hit it once here and reintroduce people a bit. On your right, assuming that you hear a cello on your right, Jessica Ivry, who is an avant cabaret composer and author of original score and performer for The Bright River, a hip-hop retelling of Dante's Inferno, and much else. And,
yes, that was a while ago. There was a great, it was a theater piece I was part of for Traveling Jewish Theater, the now sadly defunct Traveling Jewish Theater. It was with Tim Barsky, who's a great beatbox hip-hop flute player, and he wrote a wonderful story called The Bright River, and we composed this score to it, and it was really fun. That was a number of years ago.
And Dina Maccabee on viola, who's appeared in, has an original album called Who Do You Suppose You Are, a CD, and collaborative CDs, and much else. Vienna Tang, a lot of kind of avant-gardists, I think.
Ramon and Jessica is one of her most awesome projects.
Thanks, Irene.
Yeah.
Okay, anything you care to highlight?
Well, yeah, I would actually, if you guys don't mind, I'll just put a quick plug. I really hope you guys know about this over here, which is that next week I was very honored to be asked to help produce a Joni Mitchell tribute show that's going to feature 10 different bands, one band for each track of the album Blue from 1971. And it's an ongoing project that we actually participated in the last time. Well, the time before last, we did a one track of a Nick Drake tribute show, but this time it's Joni, and it's going to be next weekend at the Brava Theater in San Francisco. And if you want a taste of all different kinds of music from the Bay Area, I would strongly recommend you check it out.
And next up, Alyssa Rose, violin. A lot of more kind of roots bluegrass. Michelle Schacht is here, and AJ Roach, and does that get the emphasis about right?
Yeah, I like a lot of different fiddle styles, as well as classical and other styles.
and Aeneas Mitchell, who's a favorite of mine. You've appeared with her.
She's great.
And Irene Caesar, who's kind of the original organizer of all this.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
She made the first phone call.
Yeah, I made the first phone call, but it's quite the team at this point.
Has performed with Jai Uttal, Ali Akbar Khan, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, Smokey Robertson. I'm skipping over half the names.
Can
here.
You tell I'm the oldest in this group? But Turtle Island String Quartet was a really pivotal forming kind of experience for me way back when it started.
Well, you've come a long way. So
Thank you. I always wanted to sing with Turtle Island, and they did not want to sing. So that's part of the idea.
And you direct the School of Strings and String Improvisation in Berkeley. So
yeah,
that's something people could look up. And
absolutely, and I run summer camps.
Well, here you are still holding your instruments. Perhaps you'd like to get in one more tune.
Yeah, this is going to be our last.
This is an original I wrote, and it's called Elephant Dreams.
And that's Alyssa Rose.
just that's so engaging on so many levels somehow. It's charming.
Thank you.
The Elephant Dreams by the Real Vocal String Quartet, who we can hear tonight once again at the Freighton Salvage Coffee House in Berkeley at 2020 Addison Street, beginning at 8, the brand new, luxurious, unimaginably sumptuous days.
And it sounds the good too there.
It does. Yeah.
It's also being webcast. And so if you can't make it down, you can go to a website called concertwindow.com. Okay. And you can actually watch it streaming live while we play, which is kind of amazing.
Yes, that's news to me.
Yeah.
What's the site again is called what?
Concertwindow.com.
Concertwindow.com. Yeah. Fancy. Well,
but we'd rather see you all in person.
Anyway, thank you for coming by in person.
Our pleasure. Thanks for
having us.
Such a pleasure.
The Real Vocal String Quartet. And we'll be back with Nina Menendez of the Bay Area Flamenco Festival in a few minutes. We have some things in between. In the meantime, Joanne will fill us in on this week's musical events calendar, and we'll hear some more music. Running under the, almost subliminally under the events calendar, by the way, some of the old Turtle Island String Quartet from Metropolis.
Nice.
And thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks.